Blog Talk Radio.
In the flesh, in your head, in your chest, in your bed, ready to express the next test. Am I dead? Yes. Are you dead yet? Ready? Then get set. Let's go, yo. I'm the prime suspect. I gotta go. I'm the prime suspect. Hit the road. I'm the prime suspect. I think they know that I'm the prime suspect. With the flow, prime suspect. Soon as I'm in the dough, prime suspect. Out the window, prime suspect. So I roam off into the sunset, coming in at 1%. The other 99 are rhyming lines, cause I'm unimpressed, honestly. Constantly got me upset. Rap like I'm strapped, rhyme like a bus tech. I keep it dirty like some rough butt sex. Suicide suspect, do or die subject. Coming back again, haven't had enough yet. Plus I almost got my life aligned. Ah shit, half the time don't realize I'm in possession. Show signs of affection, but my kind is unaffected. Individual neglected, insignificant dissection. Rhymes in effect with a different dialect. Auschwitz, mind death, Berkwitz, mindset. Both on autopilot, cause my mind jets. Last time I checked, no pulse in my neck, cause I hold my breath. When I flex my bicep, I'm high def. Brains faded, eyes wrecked, sink to my level. I'll crush your fucking lifeline, yes, cause you can't handle the pressure of my depth. Hey yo, prime suspect, gotta go, I'm the prime suspect. Hit the road, prime suspect. I think they know that I'm the prime suspect. With the flow, prime suspect. Soon as I'm in the dough, prime suspect. Out the window, prime suspect. So I roam off into the sunset. SS is in first, then jest is dispersed. Den's in a hearse with written words. The spit of verse, sit and learn, yes, it gets worse. First I flicker, then you hurt, cause I burn worse than frostbite in winter. Dog fight over a bitch like a Doberman pincher. I get sicker than 50 aboriginal niggas sipping liquor. Excuse me, doctor, having trouble with my dick, sir. What's wrong? It burns. Now I'm double fisting sisters. I don't walk with the big herd, but I run with scissors. Taurus, if you wanna roll with words, you get a purple heart like a nipple twister. Cause I'm Mr. Paint a perfect picture. You don't wanna what I did to her. Not a word, not a whisper. It's a blur, it's a murmur. Solely emotional murder. Yo, I'm the prime suspect. Gotta go, prime suspect. Hit the road, the prime suspect. I think they know that I'm the prime suspect. With the flow, prime suspect. Soon as I'm in the dough, prime suspect. Out the window, prime suspect. So I roam off into the sunset. Before you make up your mind, take your time before you waste it. In my basement, encased in a layer of lime. Not my fault you wasted your life. I got your wallet on my property, tasting your wife. They say I'm losing my mind. There's no mind as lucid as mine, cause I'm the suspect in his prime.
And that was Suicide Suspect. I absolutely love his voice, and he's so badass in that. So I thought he kind of introduced himself, and so that's how we begin. Today is a very sad day and sad show, because this is the tribute show, the memorial to Suicide Suspect, and I already miss him so much. But we're going to celebrate today and look at his work and how amazing his songs were, his lyrics, his sound, and we're going to share some tributes that people wrote to him, because he had a really big impact on the people he met on All Poetry and the community he built in Rap Free, and all of us who he inspired. So I'm Athasiana, I'll be one of your hosts, and Beast, can you introduce yourself?
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Sorry, excuse me. I'm happy to be here. Glad to be celebrating his life and his poetry. He was an amazing poet, a great friend, and, you know, he touched people's lives all across the world. He really did.
He did. He did. And, I mean, like, you can just see in the lineup of people we have who at least wrote little quick blurbs of thank yous to him, that they're from everywhere. We have so many people, and we're recording this. A lot of people could call in because they're in England and New Zealand and, like, all different places.
Yeah.
I apologize. I have a bit of a cough, so I might have to mute myself randomly. We do have a caller, and let's find out who that is. Welcome to the show. May I ask who just joined us? Hello? Well, we have someone with us.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I keep things quiet. Hello. This is Sweetie.
Hi, hey, Sweetie.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome. I wanted to be here just because I briefly met Suicide Suspect, and he gave me one of the biggest challenges I've had as a poet. And for someone to influence and affect you that deeply in such amount of time really shows what an amazing individual he could be.
Yeah, definitely.
He was really good at that, at challenging people and seeing their potential, definitely. So I'm happy that you're here. We're going to be kind of alternating between playing his work and doing tributes. So I'm selfishly going to do one that is special to me, and this is Garbage Hound.
I did write something for him whenever you want to hear it.
Oh, excellent. We will do that next. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey there, I'm your garbage hound, and I'd like to be friends with you. Hold on not much farther now. No idea where they're sending me to. Only right about an afterward, because I'm still living. It ain't the instant picture. A vivid image remains a descendant amber alert. Your job killing his children, infant with instinct, criminal intent. You kidding me? We leave bodies with teeth, fingerprints for the body, be giving a shit. That's reality, friends, family, death, and actuality. Adding that family tree, from track to casual. The realm of cell will speak on stuff I don't brag about. Place where you even mention a name in, homie, get backed up, homie, get dragged out. For the ones who cross the road to avoid the boys are known for violence. Since 19, my record's been clean, and owed to the cold and silence. See more homes and sirens, if we can hopefully toast to be nice again. We stretch to survive, but the lives of those guys are just trying to get in. Hey, you're in the wrong part of town, so let me get you home safely. If you hear that barking sound, sorry, I was lonely lately. Hey there, I'm your garbage hound, and I'd like to be friends with you. Hold on, not much farther now. No clue where they are sending me to. Spend time with your carnival clown. It all may be ending. If you wanna play so hard to be found, heaven's where I'll send you. Having a melody mask on, which means I'm never acting mental. I promise that both these ODs and X's will still be accidental. I'm like a puppy wagon in the back of a paddy wagon, but if you ever think about ripping that gas pedal, I'm smashing through your back window even faster than the axe metal. Then I'm grabbing and stabbing and scratching your neck till the cat just put me back in the kennel. Too black to let go, not exact the devil, to the status level. Teaching evil motherfucking people who ever try to preach to me that bitch, you can never turn your back on the ghetto. I'm an asshole to censor, and a sad soul to freedom. chewed off the leash even longer because that hoe was legal. I sacrificed her for half of my life to be getting these bitches that happiness when actually half of me seems to be black as bitch and half of the saddest shit that my other half tempered with happiness was a masochist rather than savageness. See, I don't bite off the hand that beats me, I'm even nastier. I teach that the right to bear arms, the limbs of my last masters, the last birth of a master family of genocide. So I laugh at disaster.
Hey there, I'm your garbage hound, and I'd like to be friends with you. Hold on, how much farther now? No clue where they are sending me to. Spend time with your carnival clown, cause it all may be ending. You wanna play so hard to be found, heaven's where I'll send you.
A quick shout out to the wolf pack in my alley cat. Stabby rap, get at it, but the batty bat. I'm not half the man it takes to even have a chance. I'm more mountain ram, one slip and it's an avalanche. A male Jonesette, 17-year-old cold sweat dope head, survived OD, but only cause I'm too fucking stubborn to give up the ghost yet. You wanna chase me, catch me swerving over the road ahead, a rose bed, but only cause I literally rose from the dead. The perfect picture of my life is a chick being in a race on the couch. The other 80% is police already waiting to be raiding my house. When they're lacking the chromosomes to actually be making it back home. Every letter you press to send in a text has the pigs already tracking my phone. Native killing cops playing the cocaine through the back of your nose. Sounds y'all hear from the clowns all sounds like a lot to you. And that's how it shows. I'll only use the lingerie of my last lover. She left with a packet of clothes. If love was a place in the garden, I'm alone and digging and stacking on. Ooh.
So that female voice is me, which was added afterwards. He made a version of it, well, in response to his song, because I loved it so much, I wrote a kind of response thing, and I posted it in his comments. And then eventually he put it together for me that he replaced his chorus with my chorus, and he had his verses. But I love his chorus so much that Tans and Beast helped make it so we could have his but also have mine, because I just couldn't lose his garbage hound, because I love the way that he says it. And I thought his words were too important to cut out, so mine just got added instead of replacing his, like the way he had done it for me, which was a beautiful gift. But I needed to have his words in there too. So thank you, Beast and Tans, for giving me that to hold on to. His original words, I just found so powerful. It's like that the people who are overlooked on the streets and mistreated, and that, you know, he needed to be seen, and even when you're struggling like that, and you might have kind of a rough edge, you still need connections. And I thought that he just did such an amazing job with this. it's very catchy too. From the first time I heard it, I was singing Garbage Town over and over and over again, and that's how I ended up writing my response, because I had it in my head but I couldn't remember all the words, so I started making up my own. Yeah, it really stuck with me. It was one of the first ones I heard by him, and he had reposted it a couple times, adding to it and adding audio, and I just loved it. Sweet Pea, do you have any thoughts on his Garbage Hound song?
I love the words. I cannot tell you how there's such breadth and depth to them. And I like how it was all put together. Granted, I didn't hear any of the other ones, but I think, you know, you guys kind of did a quadruple bypass on this and came out with the perfect beat of a heart. It definitely has all of what it needs. It has a really cool kind of melody background music to it, and the voices that are intertwined in it, it kind of lulls you into it. I really like the sound, but I think the words are just something that needs to be heard and something that's very profound. So I think it's excellent between the both of you.
Thanks. I agree. So many of his works are profound like that. It's just, you get lost in it. Beast, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with both of you. You know, he was so good at telling a story and bringing awareness to issues that maybe not many people were aware of. You know, he gave a voice to people who didn't have one, and he did it in such an amazing way. His flow, the way he wrote, the metaphors, I mean, he was very honest about a lot of things. And your voice on this is absolutely beautiful. I remember when I was putting this together, I love the melody of your voice. It's an absolute amazing piece, you know. And another mask that he wore, the Garbage Hound, one of many of his masks. Yeah.
Yes. You're absolutely right, Beast. Tans is posting on the board. She says, Garbage Hound is the actual shit. And then she says that this way is the best, minus the Smeagol, because there was, when he first gave
oh,
it to
yeah.
me as a present, there was... There's a clip from Lord of the Rings where Smeagol is going, my own, my precious. And it was an inside joke because I was the jewel wasp in a tournament where we were playing insects. And I was like, I don't think jewel wasp is going to survive. And he was like, but I need the jewel in my ring. He's like, my own, my precious. And then, like, right after that, he did this for me. It was just a silly joke, but when Tan sent me her altered version of this, it had Smeagol in it, and I was like, I don't think that needs to be part of the song. That was just like a little joke from it. Or it doesn't need to be in the final version. So hi, Tans. I see that you're listening. All right, Sweet Pea.
Hey,
Tanzarine. She's listening, but she's at work, so she can't talk. I think I know which one you want to do, Sweet Pea, so I put... Oh, there you go. You did
a
different one.
Yeah, it's not...
Oh, good.
I did. That one, I made a different one for tonight, but I did do that one when I first heard of his death. Yeah, they did know him for just a moment of time, but I did this one based on some of the conversations that him and I had, which were very brief. But it's just the impression of I got from a lot of things that might have been going, you know, his constant push for we've got to help this and we've got to do this. And just all of the people that had talked to me about him and his desire to want to help so many people and to be there for so many people. So I just kind of wrote this. It's not a rap. Because as he knew and everybody else knows, I am not a rapper. I am not. I just am not. But I have learned so much about rhyme and rhythm and all of that. And this poem has nothing at all to do with that. So forgive me, each and every one of you. But I hope it pays tribute to SS from my heart.
Love that.
That sounds good.
Okay. So this is No More Stress for a Clown. Violet spears of chewing gum bubbles perched on smiled lips, temper tantrums displayed inside vacuumed space, as sugarcane face sucked lemons inside raw cheeks split. Consequences of circus acts lay littered on the grass, battles with the ignorantly bloodstains in the driveway, bodies of the disobedient lay dismembered, heads up their ass. Festivals of lighting bring explosions of grandeur and fixations of lies. Headaches and pounding join the band, rat-a-tat-tat, and lunatics and rock stars take a bow. Silence is calm and calm is left in tattered rags, scarred knees bent seeking its solitary confinement as the asphalt is grinding, tired into rubber bands, mirrors on walls deceiving, look back into tearful eyes, dancing marionettes held on strings by stressful things, offering his strings to a burning sun, to have the moon at his beck and call. End poem.
That was amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Sweet Pea. I really enjoyed it. It had this kind of surreal, dark beauty that I think he would have loved. And that ending with the marionettes and the strings and how he gives it to the burning sun to have the moon at his beck and call. That kind of reminds me of, like, that pull that he had over everyone. He had this charisma that could get anyone to do anything. He could have taken over the world. You know, there were things that controlled his life in ways that he couldn't handle sometimes, but he also had the definitely the ladies at his beck and call. So the moon is us. This was really beautifully done. I love your word choices, and it's in some places it's like kind of formal, and then other places it's like their heads up their ass, and I think that's perfect because. You know, he would say such deep things, but then throw in, like, some kind of, like, slang or dirty joke or something, and, like, just, it makes it, like, more accessible amongst his audience, and I think that you captured that mix just right.
Thank you.
Beast.
Yeah, I think this is amazing. I mean, especially for not, like, knowing him too long or only having, like, not many conversations with him. This was awesome. This part kind of reminds me of Rap Free, though. Consequences of circus acts lay littered on the grass, battles with the ignorant leave bloodstains in the driveway, bodies of the disobedient lay dismembered heads up their ass. It kind of reminds me of, like, the things that went on in there. And the imagery is great, as a sugarcane face sucked lemons inside, raw cheeks split. Like, Afiziana had said that those last lines were great, dancing marionettes held on strings by stressful things, offering his strings to a burning sun to have the moon at his beck and call. There's so many things in here. It's so poetic, and there's humor in it, and it's an amazing tribute, and he would have loved it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It looks like Kate's going to call in, which is awesome, Kate the Shrew, but she hasn't yet. So, Beast, can I play the chalkboard?
Yeah, sure.
And I am going to say goodnight, ladies.
Thanks, Kate. Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Thank you for calling.
Have a lovely show. You're very welcome. I will listen as I can.
Okay. Thank you, Sweetie.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Good night. Oh, I see Kate.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loading. Yes. Hi, Kate.
Hi. How you doing?
You made it. Yay.
Yeah, I know. Barely, but I'm here. How is everybody tonight? I know the mood's kind of down, but, you know, I hope you remember he'd want you to be happy. He'd want you to have fun. Embrace the dark. Embrace death. Embrace life.
Make fun of him.
Make fun of us.
That's what we're going for. Like kind of an Irish wake feel of, like, you know, the songs and stories and silliness, roasting him a little bit, because I think that's what he would have wanted. So I'm really sad, but I'm also kind of giddy.
Right. That's good. I mean, I'm glad everybody's, you know, having a good time with it.
It's awesome to hear your voice, Shrew.
Oh, me?
No, the other Shrew, the one sitting next to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it doesn't match with my verses, but yeah.
No, you have a lovely voice. Not gonna work.
Well, aren't you dear? Oh man. So if you want, I guess I could read my poem for the group.
That'd
Absolutely.
Be great.
Okay. Do you want me to start now?
Yep. Go is ahead. There a link or is it in the thread?
Let me see. I should
just
be able
so people
to
read along.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, where is that? Sorry.
I feel like I went and messed everything up now.
No, it's okay. It was me. I wasn't expecting the call, and then here I am, because of course that I wouldn't, so here I am.
Okay. I'm so glad you made it.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to hear from you guys. All right, this doesn't have a title because I'm a lazy ass, so here we go. Forever proudly off your chain, nothing really changes you. The laughing clown, the dog with mange, if I could reach you, I would strangle you. And if my fingertips could stretch, I'd pull you back from where you are and whip you till I'm out of breath for stranding all with broken hearts. And as the earth in grief is fresh, you may feel yourself quite separate. But if your soul can see beyond the flesh, you'd see that we have never left. Though sadly now you've gone from us, no better wish might you attain than to leave behind the ash and dust to piss them off on a higher plane. The little pains me so severely for some reason that I can't all will mourn and miss you dearly. You were easier to love than hate. R.I.P. Captain Spaulding. End poem.
That was awesome.
I really liked the piss them off on a higher plane.
I think that's
that
very suited to him.
You would have cracked up with that one.
You would.
I've probably lost count of all the late night conversations we've had that turned into late night fights. So
it's a good thing that was a common theme
Canada.
With him. Oh, no, I love that you had that, like, you're easier to love than hate, because, you know, there were times where I wanted to hate him. I was so mad, and I couldn't mad at him. It was impossible, you know? No matter how stupid he was being, you just loved him to death. Couldn't help it. So I thought you really captured that.
Well, thank you. I will say I am a champion-level grudge holder. It's always been my specialty. But I mean, he definitely had that thing where, like, he'd crack me up when I'd want to be mad, but then it would just piss me off more, because it's like, how dare you undermine my rage? Like, now I'm really gonna hit you with it, you son of a bitch. So yeah, it's crazy, but yeah, I think he would have liked it.
Yeah, definitely.
Or
and that last
it.
Line.
I don't know which. You what?
That last line was so. The last line was so true. Even though it makes me want to vomit, you know, we will all mourn and miss you dearly. You were easier to love than hate. Yeah,
I know. How
so
dare
true.
I say the forbidden L word?
Oh yeah. I guess it's allowed tonight since it's a tribute show.
Right. So free pass for now. Well, I'm just glad I didn't have to hear you vomit on air over that one. It definitely would have added texture to my night.
Right? I'm sure I'll be puking a couple of times.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know Beast, she tends to do little vomit emoticon every time anyone says love. So you have to expect that tonight she's going to be vomiting like crazy because we all are talking about our love.
Right. I hope you have a bucket there. We love you, man.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to show off my headphones.
Yeah. You're just going to have to sit on the edge of the bathtub, like, the whole night.
Fine, I'll deal with it
I'm
this
so
one
glad
night.
You inspire that in you.
Yeah. I'm honored to contribute to that.
For sure.
So this is going to be a collaboration between Beast and Suicide Suspect. And
oh, all right.
It's called The Chalkboard.
Time to settle the score once and for all. Beast and Suicide Suspect at it again on the chalkboard.
This ain't life is what you make it. Well, fuck it out, fuck it out now. But a sentence of death left a mind to quit. Ephemeral hope showed the eyes distinguished as I admit life's like hit. Five paramedics throw dope fists. They all grope my knife tips. Resuscitate flow like a sliced wrist. Wine and Dionysus sliding through the iris. The sly grin and smile that I was just escated by a hatred mixed with the light kiss by the black shit. Yo, daytime tight. Energy with plenty of venom. Like a daydream made it with the night whip. I'm sure I'm not a prize pig, but I'm a nice twitch. From the paintbrush, I kiss. The whole fucking world will know that I exist when I finish. And even if I'm that sporadical, let the time diminish. Lies distinguished crime with a dime witness. When the jets from the west and beat from the east, back to motherfucker rhyme business.
Confessions in every lesson, the guessing, yo, it's got me stressed. If I unjust stress, rest, take it back to less, a 30-minute reset. Sandwich in a lunch bag, feeling distressed. Saved by the bell, which should save me from hell. The devil on my shoulder, holsters, the bullets in the shell. Expressionless, in all the restlessness, immobile into men's shoes. When the going gets tough, yo, the tough sticks and moves. If moving makes us better, you bet we'll never lose. Each battle that I fought, I'm so proud of every bruise. Even though I'm wounded, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Which is why I swing in the noose, win or lose. Not a victim in the mood, I need a king in the shoes. Just open all the lines and landmines. When the queen is never meant to kick a dream or kick boots. In the noose, and swords, in cahoots. With a bad mind, pantomime, it's severe with sing truths. I bring a flute to a mental institute with the vibe survivors in pursuit. With the drum and the hammer, with the bore or the barrel where the bullets shoot. I call bullshit boo, the apple of my eyes like fermented fruit. Distant shit with the magic mushroom and the lips that the groove. But the mucus and the spit when I kill. The truth is only mute when it's mute. Stupid as a motherfucker grew a kid in the roof. We swim in the juice of the children we move before we kill them in the move. I sit in the symbol, staring out the window like every decision I choose. Lying to me like a diving to you. Oh.
I'm an old soul, alone in a cold world, a warm blood session, interposed crash. Impact motherfuckers of volcanic ash, the glass shatters, hear the pitter patter. Footprints in the dust of my heart on a platter, fuck the chitter chatter. It's a matter of fact. Drop the hammer, watch the bullshit splatter. Split garden, hardened, holding on harness. Through all of the carnage, the seeds we once guarded, to ruin the cracks on the sparks in the darkness.
And the sharp wit drips with the glimmer of the vitamin blades in the carpet. Armed with the paper with pen, and I love to live and to die starving on it. Got on my brain, on my page, and you're the silver like an archaeologist. You're my petrified carpet, the natural, I finish like a star shit. But through the lesson we learn all the progress, always happy to be a part of it. Even if I'm a cardiologist, there's some heart sickness. It's the natural, I finish like a star shit.
It's contagious, the shoe fits, the heart fits. For a target marked with a hard X, some sharp hits, some darts missed. Logic got the gut in a scar twist. Remnants remembered and jarred bits. The bars are memoirs of discarded scar tips. Guitar strings ripped, movie reels clipped. Flipping the script to a Fuji beat Nick. The clock ticks and toxic. hopefully it stops the sick in the thick of the mix.
You guys are the badass. Like, I just killed it. You sound so professional. The two of you together just flows so great. Like, honestly, I can't even believe that I knew him. Like, listening to that, it's so smooth and, like, wow. Freaking talent from both of you. It's so cleverly worded all throughout, and I like rap, but a lot of the commercial stuff tends to be so shallow, and this is not at all shallow. There's beautiful depth to this, I love the way it goes back and forth. I thought that was brilliant.
Thank you.
We have a new caller. This is Deborah Lee. Hi, Deborah Lee.
Hello, how are you?
Hi,
hey,
Deborah.
Deb, we're surviving.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome. Would you like to comment on the song that we just heard?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sitting there and I'm listening. And it just reminds me, I can't even count how many times I've said on the radio shows that nobody can put out rap and rhyme like the people at Rap Free. And, of course, with him being the grand leader, it was just, I'm blown away. I think you mentioned how well they flow together, he and Beast, with this, right? And talk about sounding professional and the hard-hitting metaphors. And a couple of the times I was giggling, like towards the beginning with the paramedic. Just so many different pieces in here, and it just, it's like it goes on, and it hit after hit after hit. It's just totally incredible. And I've noticed there are quite a few on his list that say with Beast, with Beast, with Beast. Well, now you see why, because they write flawlessly together. Epic.
Aw, thank you, Deb. We actually wrote this years ago in Rap Free. It had to be about 6-7 years ago. We were fighting, and then we wrote it out, and then we were talking again. So
you
a lot of the rights. Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, too. I know you guys have had a few arguments, but you always wind up back home, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And like, I don't know, there's something about the way he did things. I think somebody earlier, because I was mentioning how you can't say no to him. And to prove that, I am in a hive again. Well, I was in a hive again this year, that I had no intentions of doing anything but sponsoring, but he sort of, quote, made me do it. And I was reading through my inbox messages with him, and in between crying and giggling at some of the stuff he says, I was reminded of how many times I tried to get him to believe that he was doing amazing things. I don't know anybody else. Tragic, angry poets that are on the site and turn them into human beings and give them a place to vent and put that anger, and the therapeutic value there is priceless, just like he was. And I didn't do a lot of the rapping and the battling because it's like not me, but I participated in other ways and I'm really going to miss him, and I was really honored. I've known him about 7 years, and it just won't ever be the same again.
Wow.
Yeah,
actually, there's something I do want to say about that. I think you guys are definitely male and female sides of the same coin, you know? Like, there's a very yin-yang feeling about your presentation. Does that make sense, you know? Like, he portrays, like, a little bit of the feminine energy, and you portray a little bit of the masculine energy, and it's, like, this perfect meld
of power and lyricism. It's beautiful.
Aww.
It's stunning. It's a shame we're never going to get to hear new stuff from you again.
Aww.
But there's plenty of stuff in the backtrack to listen to, so that's cool.
I was actually looking for my BandLab projects because I had one that we had started, but he never hopped on it, and I was kind of I was like, oh, I wish you would have hopped on it because I could have released that one too.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was a funny.
Oh,
it was going to be a funny one too, though. I was roasting him. He was going to roast me. Yeah, that's where we were best at. We were best at roasting each other. You know.
Oh yeah.
We butted heads a lot. We went head to head, yeah.
People show their love in many ways.
Yeah.
He was good at using his insanity and his difficulty as inspiration, you know, like I believe Deborah mentioned, you know, and he poured his rage and his pain into the group and showed other people that they could make something of it. Rather than just wallow it and let it defeat them and let it gnaw at them, they could just twist it into something extraordinary, this power, you know, that could be unleashed in the world. And it's actually a really beautiful and inspiring thing. It's one of the things that he did do that I will always appreciate and love him for. Get your bucket, beast.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful poetry came out from that, you know. Yeah, he inspired that in a lot of people. Yeah, definitely.
Did. Yeah, he helped you like embrace all of yourself, like to not push away that dark side, but also to not let it rule you. He's really good at helping you like express it in a strong way. Deborah Lee, I've put your poem up on the boards. If you'd like to read that, or if you have a different one, feel free.
I know that. This doesn't totally fit in with the stuff that's been played with the, you know, but it's kind of sweet and sappy, and he would have laughed at me, and I could imagine the message that would have came in my inbox, but you got to go felt, you know? Okay, so this is called Rapping Freestyle and Free from Darkness, and here we go. For goodbye as you fly, spiraling high on the cobalt sky. Cut from strings and wearing wings, now the angel choir sings to guide the flight into the light above the clouds that glow in white. At night, look for me from used ebony as I pray for you by the opaque sea. With the ocean spray splashing as I pray, I'll see you again up there one day. So tap the sweet beats with the breeze on the leaves of Earth's trees, and from constellations that glitter swing, tapping beats for the choir as the angels sing. And
that was beautiful. Beast, can you talk first? I need to cough.
Yeah. It's such a Deb poem. Like, you're so sweet, and your words are always so beautiful. You write such beautiful poetry. The imagery, too, with the hues of ebony and the cobalt sky. So tap the sweet beats with the breeze on the leaves of Earth's trees. Oh, that was so... I could totally picture him doing that, too. It's a beautiful tribute, Deb. You know, you write such beautiful poetry, and it's a lovely tribute to him.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I really liked, so tap the sweet beats with the breeze on the leaves of Earth's trees. That's so beautiful. And this has like a really nice kind of spiritualness to it. I'm usually not at all religious, but I am catching myself, you know, practically praying to him, not in a like he's a god kind of way, but like talking to him as if he's listening, and I think this kind of fits that vibe of you can't help but I think he's somewhere making music in a new way.
Yeah, great comment.
Kate, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Oh, you know, the line that really was striking to me, at night, look for me from Hughes Ebony as I pray for you by the opaque sea. It's just so visual and, you know, vivid. It really just, it gives you, you know, I'm not really a religious person myself, but it's sort of like, it gives you the possibility of spirituality, if that makes sense. Like, I embrace spirituality through other people, you know, when they really see it and they really feel it. And I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
No problem.
You know, there's that saying that when you hear bells ring, an angel got their wings, and for some reason...
Are we sure that's him?
Right, well, after I heard from Felon, for some reason I kept hearing, like, the bell. So I went thumbing through some photos and stumbled across the clown angel.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And that's how I wound up spiritual. It's just,
that's
he was such a great person and a much more of an amazing influence than I could ever get him to believe himself to be. And it just seemed like the right way. Sorry. Just seemed like the right way to go.
I like it. I do hope that he heard us in that, because I know I was always telling him too that he's so good at bringing people together and making people see themselves. I was talking to Victoria Frost, and when I told her about him, that we lost him, she immediately said, "Oh, but he sees people. He really sees them. Like he can make you feel like someone is acknowledging like the parts of you that nobody else sees." When I first met him, I was on medical leave, and I was kind of stuck, and I thought, I'm just dumb now, and I'm useless, and he immediately was like, "Hey, you're smart. Will you help me organize things?" And I just, like, I felt like he gave me
purpose.
Again. He had a way of reviving people.
Do you guys think he understood the sway that he had over other people?
As far as I know, no.
No?
I spent the better part of 7 years trying to get him to believe that he had that kind of power, that kind of influence, and that I told him that was the very first time I ever reached out to him, and I said, "I see you," and I told him that I'm totally amazed. Some of the people that he took under his wing, I would have kicked to the curb. They were so aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just had this way, and he's like, you know, "All right, motherfucker, bring it to the thread, not to the chat wall." I mean, it was just, he's the man, and like I said, his influence is indelible, and he's missed.
Yeah,
I think a part of him did believe it. A part of him did believe it. I just think that the darkness in him had, it just was too strong. Like, there was a lot of darkness that he couldn't get through, and there was a light in there that he did know about. It was just very tough for him to keep, you know, out of the darkness.
And I'm really, really going to miss his smart-ass inboxes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, he's actually the reason my pen name is Caitlin Theodora. it's not my name. The Shurinsky, none of it. It's all fake. We got in this big fight, and I left the group for a while, and he was, "All right, come on. I left the light for you. Come home. Let's stop this, whatever." And I'm like, "Okay, fine." The first time I left. And I come back, and first thing I see in the chat box is he's got this message about, "So, I am Caitlin Theodora Shurinsky, would like to apologize. We've just, you know, we're dealing with the abortion of our child. We asked for peace during this time." I was like, "Wait, what the fuck did you just put me in?" I was so annoyed. I
was like, really? Why did you do this? Now people are going to be messaging, asking me, I'm so sorry about your baby. Are you okay?
Right? It's really hard to be pissed off at someone who's putting that kind of those kind of messages in your box.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it means, yeah. So he's one of a kind.
But, it was funny, and even though I was, like, mad, I was like, you know what, fuck it, I don't really have a name for myself, so I just took it and ran with it, and it's going to stay at the bottom of my page. In his honor.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a great name, too.
Yeah.
It's so funny, too, because when you find out people's real names on here, like, you can never call them that. That's not what they are in your head. They'll forever be their AP name, you know?
Yeah, actually, it's so weird.
Well, even him, like, we talked for 6.5 years outside of All Poetry, and to me, he's still SS or Suicide.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, people were like, I was really upset, right, when he died. And people are like, who died? And I'm like, Suicide Suspect. And they're like, looking at me like, what? It seemed so odd. People are like, you mean that's what happened? I'm like, no, that's his name.
I'm sorry, yeah. But there's a dark joke in there somewhere.
I know. <right? laughs>
I still want to make it, but I'm trying to hold myself back.
Yeah.
I know. But well, and even SS has some like negative connotations, right? Historically.
Yeah.
So, I try to like go through like the various things that I would call him, and all of them seemed like offensive in some way, depending on my circumstance. And I'm like, never mind, he's my friend. Okay.
Right. Same thing. I can't imagine telling people I'm mourning Captain Spaulding. They'll just be like, okay, watch the movie again, you crazy bitch.
I know, he's got so many names. So many names. And if you ever used his first name, he'd be like, why are you first naming me for? Like, you'd be mad at him if you used his first name.
Oh, my God. It was so fun talking to you guys. I got to get moving. I'm freezing my ass off, and I have to get to work.
Okay,
thank you, Shrew, for hanging out and calling in.
No problem. It was good talking to all of you, hearing your voices, for sure.
You too. Have a
great
night,
girl. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right, ladies, this is a beautiful thing you're doing for him, and I'm honored to be part of it, but I got to beat feet. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Deb, for writing
for
and
calling
in. Yeah.
Love and respect. Talk soon.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. I am now going to play Under the Tracks.
I know. I know. I know. I know. I know a girl who's never coming back, but where's the fun in that? Why's her world becoming black? 'Cause she's addicted from the crack, and she keeps on running back. The puppy of the past, her brain's too young to act, if in fact there's one intact. My pain, it calls up insomnia in my riding on the sky train, completely overlooking her entire life. Her story's history in a mysterious Brito world. This story's about a lost and curious little girl under attack. She lives under the tracks. On the Abbey, searching for a family there, lurk around the alley down the street, except death never sounded so sweet. Vampires sitting around the campfire, burning sticks and turning tricks for the number one shot. She lives under the tracks, so when you see me walk, I see you try your best to smile. All the while, this is killing you inside, just added to the pile. Your pride is in denial, and when you provide a smile, I know you lied. Is it any of my business to witness your demise? Your eyes rain like the sky with this thundering clap. I used to think, Christy, does she miss me? Where the fuck is she? I was always wondering that. And now, she lives under those tracks. I knew. Not so fucking funny now, is it? A girl who's never coming back, but where's the fun in that? Why's her world becoming black? She's addicted from the crack.
Oh, this one really hits hard, especially because we know he's not coming back. But he really brought a voice to people who are lost to the streets, people who have been taken by addiction. And he reminds people to care and to look at these people who seem to disappear, and to, when you see someone who's living under the tracks, who is, on the streets, to remember that these are full people who have friends and families and lives, people who are often overlooked. And he reminds everyone to not make assumptions about things, and to grieve people who are lost in that way. Beast, would you like to comment?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times you walk by them, you wince them, you judge them. And he sees them, and it's very heavy stuff, but he could see underneath all that pain what's really going on, and I know the situation haunted him for a long time, too. His delivery was beautiful on it. Like, he wrote this back in 2010. It's great. Sad.
I feel like his music should be used at, like, I don't even know what, but some kind of awareness thing, or like just something. People need to hear it.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's why, like, when he was in treatment, it was great that he had gotten everybody involved. I think it really helped the people in there too as well.
I agree, and we are definitely going to play that one tonight.
Yeah.
There's so many that I want to do, though. We're totally going to run out of time.
Yeah, we're going to need another show.
Yeah. It's an ongoing year-long celebration.
Yeah, I know. All right,
Here's round five of the tribute show.
The never-ending funeral because we refused for it to be over.
Well, he's been on old poetry for what, like 25 years? I think there's like enough poetry to last a couple of years.
Probably is. This next poem is by Rima Rima, and I know, Beast, you have one that kind of continues right after, so is it all right if I read Rima's and then you read yours right after that?
Yeah, sure.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Sounds good.
I Would Steal You More Time by Rima Rima. Rest in poetry, kid. Yo, yo, clowny clown, what the fuck's going down? It's been a little minute since I seen you around. Kids probably got us homebound. Guess we've been in the background, but we always come back in from the lost and found. So long ago, and yet the blink of an eye. Where does a guy go when he thinks he can fly? All those rainbows rose to the hourglass sky. It's a trip, little bro, how quick time passes by. See, I let time pass us by. I didn't even say goodbye. It's like I knew all along that you would seal the deal. And as your night turns to dawn and things become surreal, I gotta fight to be strong against the tears I feel. And I ain't writing like you're gone because it doesn't seem real. Kid, if I were still a stealer, I would steal you more time. They say it heals all wounds. That's a lie, a borderline crime. Ideally, I'd have caught you when you fell from your climb. And maybe we could rap freely with one last rhyme. But my own past taught me fast about living life dead. And I want to bring you back just to smack you in your head. Because you asked me about some facts, but what I wrote you never read. Excuse me. And you go and paint it black, just like the Rolling Stones said. See, this part of the thread is where the rage attacks. Instead of all five stages, there's five pages of acts. I swear there's swears on my breath as you pass the death tax, because my fucking heart bled when I heard you jump the tracks. Shit ain't no joke, kid. You gotta rhyme a week. My spirit's feeling broken as the tears roll down my cheek. I'm a fine of fire up a smoke, but it's light I seek. Didn't know the last time we spoke would be the last time we'd speak. Quick and tricky with the wordplay, I admired your skill. The lyrical ballet every time you laid your quill. You'd always say me and you, one more for the thrill. And someday, on a someday far away, I know we will. May the angels sound a gong as the heavens reveal a new soul, proud and strong, with a tongue of sharpened steel. And let throng after throng begin to graciously kneel as they etch your name in song upon the prayer wheel. End poem.
Yeah, like Rima said, I'd buy more time just to slap you in the back of that fat head, maybe even use a bat, but now all I can do now is rap with the pack instead. I wish you would have listened, just sat and shut your mouth, the mount of silent whispers counting on you, clown. Even when you thought no one was around, you ought to know we fought through every up and down. Our cheers were loud and proud, distraught when you would drown. When you walked out of the pound, our frowns were upside down. And on your darkest days, when clouds rained on the ground, we'd write away the puddle pane strewn all across the town. Now, if pissing people off was a sport, you'd for sure take the crown. I still can't believe it that you'll never make another sound, but we'll forever hear the howling of the garbage hound. Rest in peace, clown.
Dang, both of you. Oh, in the heart. So, I mean, Rima started off with the, you know, that anger, and I think you captured it well, you know, rolling off of that and the two of you giving him the punches from both sides, because, oh, man, I wanted to punch him. One of the last times we spoke, I was so mad at him, and it was only because I loved him so much, and I wanted him to be okay, and I was worried.
Yes. Anger is driven by love, you know. You don't really get angry at people that you don't really have feelings about, you know, so... I used to joke with him all the time and tell him I had a box of beatings waiting for him. Sometimes he needs them, you know?
But Rhyme Is Right was insane the first time I saw it. Like, I was in tears. It was such an amazing write, and it goes through all the stages, you know, anger, sadness, everything. It's all wrapped up in there. I mean, it's one of my favorite writes from him. I say that every time, but, like, this was an amazing write.
It really was. And I butchered the flow of it. I mean, you got to consider that.
No, you
that.
Didn't.
It went, no, I did. I mean, like, when you read Rima's work, it's so perfect with the rhymes and the cadence and all the things that it's, even without my cough in the middle, it would have been, like, there's no capturing it. It's just, he does such a beautiful job at making it express clearly, and it really does. Like, you know, it has that, like you said, it's the different stages of grief. And I like that he says that, you know, it's a crime that time doesn't heal those wounds. But the way that he plays with the, if I was still a stealer, I would steal you more time,
yeah.
He plays on, you know, his kind of, his rough past, and it really hit me in the heart. It made me laugh, and it made me cry at the same time. And then what
yeah.
you wrote was so beautiful and so funny at the same time. Like, you have that power, too, where you can be like, you know, it's a punch in the heart, but also it's a tickle, because it's you got that a great, dark sense of humor. I never know whether to laugh or cry. All of you, SS and Rhyma and you, don't be here.
Well, you know what? The way you read that was beautiful, though, because, like, you really felt that emotion, and you showed it, too. So, like, what Rhyma was trying to portray, you actually, you know, you did it real, real well.
Oh, I definitely felt it.
Yeah.
I'm actually amazed I've been able to speak at all. I was a little worried that I would not be comprehensible with all the crying today.
It would have been a quiet show, because I would have just sat here all awkwardly quiet. I'm like, okay, I don't have any of the audio. I would have been like, yeah, okay.
I could push the button even if I couldn't talk.
Yeah, okay, true. Okay.
I could probably manage that. I don't know, the first couple days I might not have been capable of that, but I've reached a point where I can push a button.
Okay,
usually.
I like to push buttons, so.
He was good at that, too.
Yeah.
Everyone here was like, you son of a bitch, we love you.
Yep. Are you okay to read your own poem?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay.
This is Supervision by me, Afasiana. We were translucent before him, overlooked talent shone, underestimated skill remeasured, strength revealed. He peered into my organs, instinctive EKG, knew my heart instantly, MRI mastery of questions, dissected my mind. He saw seeds of ideas, thermal detection of sparks. He stoked them into dreams, guided them into existence. He saw people for who they truly were. He showed them how to be their best selves. His eyes were the most flattering mirror. I can't bear to never be seen in that light again.
Wow. Very powerful. I love all the references, the EKG, the MRI. I like how you started with, we were translucent before him, overlooked, talent shown, you know, and then he saw you. And it's so true, like, even, like, with his projects and just the threads and the hive, I mean, even though it's just a contest, like, it really brought out a lot of things in people, and they were so excited for it, and it was, like, an amazing thing that everybody looked forward to. And even though you're just a bug in it and stuff, like, people really came into their characters, and their writing had gotten better throughout it, and it was a really, you know, really amazing thing from him. Poem, Supervision.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It started because of something Victoria said, but I was like, that's so true. And then it kind of, you know, ventured off and my ADHD mind kind of way, and you say one word to me, and I'll go off and on a crazy tangent.
Well, that's the beauty of being a poet. That's the beauty of being a poet.
I'll use that as my excuse, yes.
There you go. I'll charge you for it, but not too much.
Yeah. This is called The Sun and the Shadow.
It would never leave him, and it would never hurt him, never shout at him or get drunk and hit him or say it was too busy to spend time with him. It would always be there, and it would die to protect him.
Fucking make a gun! You'll never amount to nothing!
Yeah, you got a father that's awesome, probably for the better. To help with solving your problems, some support wherever, man. I got a daughter, she's brought up here with more than an effort, more than you ever attempted to lend any of us for more than a second. Had a dad who had afflictions, hurt my core forever with some bad addictions. As soon as my fucking cord was severed, just a tad bit missing. He must have been the boredest ever. Never on board a present for any of my important endeavors. Or show up at the door with presents. Nobody bring back any porridge or eggs or bread or any assorted refreshments. Oh, here we go again, Lord. Lordy, Lordy, Lord in heaven. See, I sort of just met him, and now we sort of dead. Sorry, Kira. We met him through anger, the stranger, the chief of the family. But I'ma kill him myself because he abandoned me. Said his purpose was to light up the sky and I should be a part of it. While you were shining over there, you left me in total darkness. So I crept where he slept and let him rest without breath and wept just a little bit. Then I went and grabbed his headdress. I put on a mask of the sun, then I begun my test. I leaned a bit too close and burned the world to death with nothing left.
Hit really hard too. It's so deep, and this had his mink mask, which is another one of the reoccurring masks that he uses. The lyrics just broke my heart. The way that the dad treated people, and then the way he talked about his treating his daughter better, and it really kills me right now because he was so good with her and he loved her so much, and it just kills me that he's not going to be there. I'm sorry, Beast, you go.
Yeah, it's okay. No, absolutely, that's the saddest part of this is that he's talking about how he's got a daughter and she brought her up with more effort and now she's going to grow up without a dad. It's so, so sad. And this right is really sad too. It, you know, it shows the abandonment scar when, you know, the dad's not around, you know. So sad. Yeah, and it shows really the mask of the mink, you know. Another one that he had worn. So sad. And I noticed that, did he put this in the Beat Wars contest? Because that was the beat from the Beat Wars, wasn't it? Because we did, we are, you know, my sunshine to that beat. I don't remember seeing this in there.
He made it after. He said he was going to do it in Beat Wars, and he was too slow. So he recorded, like, he had written it a long time ago, but he recorded it hoping he was going to do it for the contest, and he was too late, but he said he wanted to share it anyway, and I'm glad that he did, because I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, he did. I wish he would have put it in the contest.
He always gave me hell because my deadlines were too short.
Yeah, well, his deadlines were, like, very long.
Right.
I used to joke about it all the time.
I forget what I was doing in between contests.
Yeah. He would tell me, all right, yeah, the contest ended. I'm going to need you in, like, a couple of days. I'm like, all right, so you mean, like, 3-4 weeks, right?
Yeah. It's hard to stay in character for a tournament when they're, like, 3 months apart.
And he was pretty good with the most recent Hive, though. He got it done pretty quick.
Yeah, he did. And we're going with that. You and I are going to meet afterwards and got a bunch of stuff. We got to keep that going.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies of the Hive, stay alert.
Yeah.
He's always texting me and going, tell everyone in the Hive the new contest is coming. And I'm like, you got me to do that 2 weeks ago. Is it actually happening this time? And he's like, just text everyone, okay? I'll message them and he'll be like,
but
you know what, can you tell them how it's going
to
be another week?
Who are you, his
like,
press secretary?
Tell them yourself?
I know. All he had to do is send news, right? And it just goes all to every contestant.
Yeah, but no, he wanted me, one of the contestants, to tell everyone else.
Oh,
he's like, but remember,
God,
you're just a contestant. I'm like, but then what am I doing on my interview?
But he got you to do it, didn't he?
He did. I could not say no to that man. He asked me to do a favor, and I would. It was like hypnotized. Can you imagine if I spent time with him in person? I'd freaking be, I don't even know what, his zombie person, because just text me and I do whatever the fuck he says. Right? You know that little thing, like, if someone tells you to jump off a bridge, will you? Apparently it was him, yeah. I don't know how he did that. I posted one by Sporadic Pen, and it's kind of a battle, she sent me so many. It's a collaboration between Sporadic Pen, also known to us as Chaos. I know I'm kind of dead naming her, but she changes it so much. Sporadic Pen, you may know as Kay, and it's a collaboration with Suicide Suspect. Beast, do you want to read that, or like, should we half and half read it? What do you think?
Yeah, we could do that. Do you want to? You want to be Jesta? It says Jest, and then I'll be Kay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll start. Birds, you again? I mean, we are two again. Two true friends who knew you innocent. Make you and I stronger. Sometimes people confuse a lie with the truth, making suicide calmer. Then my accent might fuck this up, sorry. Then other times the guilt of my other crimes make a suicide bomber. It takes more than a monster bomb or a songbird to ruin my samba. So sing me a song, songbird. I cry you a melody to go along with hurt. And forever meshed together, poetic friends will sift the dirt. Then connect the song words, cause my mind saw you first.
A crawl from the earth, she hop in the desert. I fall to the bottom, she on top without effort. Thermometer in hot weather, too hot to measure. The songbirds of a feather always flock together, or we rot forever.
Like the knot that lies, we remember how when we bind, it's now or never. So we're tied together, tethered through sadness and happily ever. We sing melodies in broken anthems, whistle memories and hug like phantoms. With fallen petals of chrysanthemums, we wilt together and rebirth tandem. Call out tunes on top of a mansion, can't let go so it keeps enhancing. He's got my feathers ransom.
the sad songbird can't come caged, never get to feel the wind blow with my kinfolk tapping on tin spoke windowsill, and here she go rapping on my window. Then window broke, window wings grow hope, whoever said that wines don't float, don't grope the steam above clouds in the ozone, I don't go unless I choke on the smoke, that's why I'm the big cock when I'm on the coop. That's when I slip not hip-hop, when I'm in the loop. I'm awkwardly outward, downward spiral when I dive and I swoop. I'll crash land a nest and climb into roots.
He grows where I plant, stems from the ground, so any structure is born from the sound. I fly then fall into the tree, branch out knee-deep into dirt and graze the knees, bloody and diseased. Bird life, bird lies, bird cries and remembers memories. The distance doesn't matter when my wings are tattered, when everything that matters is where minds are battered. Then recharge like a battery. My mind saw you first, so I'll grow you as my roots. My mind saw you first, and our song is the proof.
I've got a gargoyle spotter propped on the roof, peering into the clear, dropping bombshells out the bottom of the roost, atop of all these bodies falling when the neck pops off the noose. I've got the mink clawing locks off the cages and set them all loose. And I do it all for you, cracking through the woods worse than bad furniture. Just have to search the world in that patch I last heard of her. Once in on the back burner, now nastier and dirtier. Sad bird herder until the last chirp. Mass murder.
I sing atop a mountain where songs are worthier. Watch the slaughters of the trash talkers, because they're hurting you. It's just when we sing, these poems get wordier, but no matter the sting, I can't crash and burn us. Two birds chorus in verse through bullet-spraying words, sifting through dirt to submerge through the worst. The best is yet to come. The middle was a curse. All the problems that occur when we're flying is a murderous herd. It doesn't matter, because my mind saw you first.
We hop 10 paces, then walk. 11 pages, then draw. Head tilt. We help you out with a caw. Then we really help you out with the call. We'll have you crying in the spring at the bottom like autumn leaf, resting in fall like a forest fire full of undressed trees. All you see are the nests. All you're knee-deep in, I'm length. I'm your very bloody strength. Concussion when the blood's rushing above the neck. You even blush, and I'll tweak it, make it easy to hit. Heaving crane beak to flesh, leave you diseased with the rest. A couple hundred attacks subtract. That's 6 feet from the depth. You rot better under any weather, underground. Leave a town disheveled, all clutching pair of grenades. Return home to a bird on a tombstone in cemetery days. When we are airborne, it's an air raid, a whirlwind of birds dying. I'll send in the third line to murderize the jet-propelled turbines and send you upside down trying to pull up. But it's earth climb, murderer, a permanent nappy dirt time. Motherfucker, you've been more than warned. We've come towards you, are like a fucking hungry swarm. I was the one who was born to strike like the lightning to electrify rain in a thunderstorm. The culture of birds bringing you home. The mere numbers chilling to victims. When vultures are picking them bones, you'd be surprised of the numbers of the ones singing your tone, which makes you be thinking even more than a minute and makes you give a shit why you are living alone. A broken wing couldn't keep me from the loved ones I am living among. So I form a storm, broken arrows who become one. We blot out the sun, especially on dog hunts, dogs on the run. A sad bird sings a song for the cost of it all and the loss of our young. End poem.
Wow. They're amazing together.
They are.
They did. Yeah.
You're right, chemistry, like crazy. They have a lot of collaborations, too. I mean, when I asked if she had anything to give to this, she sent me like 20 of them, and I'm like, hey, we're going to have to pick a couple. She's like,
yeah.
I can't narrow them down. They're all too good. And they are, you know.
And
they can write.
They can keep going and going. Like, at some point, I'm like, all right, that's enough. I can't write anymore. But they keep going and going.
They just
I'm like,
keep going.
Yeah, I love the whole birds of a, birds
of a feather flock together theme. This was great. There were so many great parts in this. Like, I would have to read through it to, like, really spot them out. But there was that one part that I really loved where he said, "The sad songbird can't come cage, never gets to feel the wind blow. With my kinfolk tapping on the tin-spoke windowsill, and here she go rapping on my window, then the window broke." Like, the flow and the multi-rhymes, like, he's got so much of that in this. It's amazing. And Kay, too. Kay's an amazing writer. I love everything that she writes. She's so good with the flow, too, and the rhymes. It's amazing.
Yeah. There was one part where she said, "My mind saw you first." And
yeah.
I feel like that went beyond the bird character there, because the thing about meeting people in an online format like this is, you know, you're attracted to their writing as, like, not so much, like, when you meet people in person, you're thinking about, like, what clothes they're wearing and, like, what are, like,
the physical,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, there's all the surface stuff, right? So even, like, I'm not talking about, like, romantic attraction, but, like, even, like, trying to judge, like, who would be your friend vibe kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a shallowness to it. And when you are, like, reading someone's poems and stuff, and that's how you find them, "My mind saw you first," I feel like that's how she felt about him, like, in general. Like, that's how I felt about it. It was like, you know, "My mind saw you first." We had the brain connection.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful thing about meeting people on here.
Absolutely. I think every connection on here is that, you meet first, you do. And you fall in love with the mind, you know, when it comes to friends and stuff. And any connection that you make on here. And that's why I feel like the bonds are much stronger with people that maybe you've never met in real life. There's no judgment there when it comes to, like, you know, physical attributes and everything else.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
He has this part in here where it says the 11 pages then draw. And I like that it's 11 pages instead of 11 paces, because in a duel, you walk 11 paces and then you draw your gun. But here, it's 11 pages of writing and then you draw. And draw can be a double word, but I love that.
Yeah.
And then in the next line is, "I'll help you out with a caw," and it's written like C-A-A-W-W, like extra long to show that, like, it's a long caw. And it was really good.
You did that great, by the way. You did that great when you said it, caw.
Oh, I was thinking, I really wish I could hear it in his voice, because I bet he would have rocked that line.
Yeah.
It was really good, the caw. I'm just using his... I do the story time with the little kids, so I make farm animal noises all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
No, you read lovely. Right now. I have my crying.
No, it still
voice.
Sounds great. You still sound like a great narrator.
Thank you.
You're
I'm going to play the SoundCloud by Felon. I was hoping she was going to call, but I haven't heard back from her, and she did give us a SoundCloud. So let's play her audio. Oops. Sorry, I'm closing all my windows when I mean to expand them. Okay. If you're finding a little delay in my posting things, it's because I'm posting it to multiple groups, and then I'm pressing play. Okay. Felon. Here we go.
I'll listen for you in the wind and watch for you in the clouds. Where did you go? The end was never what I expect. Left with days of grief only to collect. Numbness becomes pain's after effects. Here's to the opportunities I only dissect. Tomorrow's our today, a colliding wreck. The clown is gone. Our suicide suspect. You left without giving any kind of warning. Absence is the rain to the loss that's storming. Silence is an act my emotions are performing. Surrounded by support, unity, can't you see our group? It's swarming. Tears won't cease, hurt flows, twice pouring. Answers ask questions, why are we even mourning? Once was told, never ask, why me? Be blessed to have another day to see. Relish in the comfort of God's gentle breeze. Give praise with bowed head and bending knees. We're never gifted tomorrow, and for you we can see, that's a guarantee. Our destiny is the will from above. It's all in what we want to believe. So go fly high with the angels. It is your time to soar. On earth, we're left wanting you a little bit more. Hyena to a bull, maybe even a dash a little carnivore. Life become prey to the beat you spit from your core. Words spell pain to the inner battle. Yourself was always at war. Strength gained victory. Damn, could you not hear yourself roar? If only you could see, as I've seen in you, the bite of hell in just a single tooth. Blessed with a gift and the birth of our group, like a leader, you collected the troops. Your talent and our battles offered the proof. Left confused on why your spirit was just so fucking blue. My mentor, a friend, don't you know I've become bonded to you? As fragments read in the past text, may you forever rest in peace. Suicide suspect. I love you.
Respect, Felon. That was an awesome audio to go with this write. I love how expressive her voice was. I really liked the line, life becomes prey to a beat you spit from your core. He played all kinds of animals in his masks, and he was an alpha in for sure. But then I like when she said, and she said it differently than she wrote it. She wrote, damn, you could roar, which, yes, he could. But in the audio, she said, damn, couldn't you hear your own roar? And that's the thing that's kind of like what Deb was saying, where he didn't recognize how awesome he was. He was a powerhouse, and he had his moments of insecurity when he nothing to be insecure about, because he was awesome. But it was there. He had the roar, but he also didn't know it sometimes. The talent that she points out, and then left us confused why your spirit was so blue, because it seemed like he felt inadequate, even though he was amazing. And then I really liked the anger in her voice as she said, I became bonded to, because there's that anger of like, how could you make me love you and then disappear? That you were a mentor and a friend, and I felt that in my soul, that line right there. I was like, yep, I'm pretty mad at him for that too. Beautiful.
Yeah, I loved her audio. I like seeing the softer side of Felon, and the audio was beautiful. Yeah, and like you had said, it's like the same theme, you know, if only you seen you as I seen you, you know. It's exactly what Deb had said. I think that honestly we all struggle with our own insecurities, like, you know, we all have that in us, and our past traumas, you know, it's hard to get over, and there's certain things that we believe in our head, and he struggles with that. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, and when she starts with the end was never what I'd expect, left with days of grief only to collect, like, you left without giving us any warning, like, it really was, you know, so shocking. One day he was here, and the next day he wasn't.
Yeah. And I think maybe that's why he was, maybe why he was so good at, I thought I was muted. Maybe that's why he was so good at making other people realize things about themselves that they didn't see because he had that same problem of not understanding his own value. So he saw people's value, and he made sure that he pointed it out,
yeah,
which was a great thing.
It's always
about
so
him.
Much easier than seeing somebody else, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should all be inspired by him and do that, to look for that spark in people and try to nourish it.
Yeah, absolutely. SS, the shiny sparkle.
That. Yes. That's right. I'm going to now play Just One Day at a Time, which was part of him sharing that spark with the people in his rehab.
I am suicide suspect. I'm a crack cocaine speed freak. Masochistic, mad, and sad, sadistic addict. I'm a substance abuser. I give a fuck about my future. How could I improve when I'm moving through the dirt? I'm such a fucking loser. I used her, I'm a mooch. I'm proving that I grew up just to do what? Just to lose her? Dude, are you sure? I think in total darkness. Wake up and I do worse. I thought I wasn't bad. It doesn't matter who I hurt. In fact, I'm even sadder that I thought I had to be the man who handed you the curse. The same addict brain as a dog and a monster. Flawed heavy rockstar, a nod to the offer. Lost even farther from home with a heart sharper than stone. Father gone, heart of gold, falling apart, narcotic code, I gotta go. Empty bodies from the cargo load. Party with Riccardi, Coke, and Marlboro. It's hard to show this part of my soul. And you can tell me anything you want, but I ain't praying to your motherfucking God, bro.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm an addict.
Hi, John.
I know they used to say they're here when you cry. I know it's almost easier to always say that you're fine. I know that you feel only under the rain of shine. I remember what they told me, just one day at a time.
Is anybody taking 30 days clean?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Suicide, and I'm an addict.
Candle loses nothing with lighting another candle. They say that God never gives you more than you could handle. Say I take the pussy and I place it on the mantle. Say that I gave up, but say I never left the battle. Every day an asshole. Anyway, the castle gets some heavy play of ass, and I'm an animal. So heavy-handed with the cash, I'm getting paid as hassle. I'm such a pressure cooker bomb, stick grenade and shrapnel. I learned the path and not forgotten. That it creates the vast open space that all the fuss are often lost in. A lost kid popping lids off the top of the coffins. I learned that even when exhausted, the benefits and profits can get switched with the losses. And yet it's just a test of honesty to get us to accomplish and feel bad we really want it. What if I told you that we too could have everything we ever wanted?
Is there anybody taking 60 days?
I am.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm an addict.
Hi, John.
I know they used to say that they hate when you cry. I know it's almost easier to always say that you're fine. I know that you feel lonely under the rain or shine. I remember what they told me, just one day at a time.
What do wolves do?
I love you, Brooklyn.
I love you. I miss you, Dad.
Oh my God, that ending.
Yeah,
I mean, the first,
that was rough.
The first, it Ooh. Was so bad. I mean, it was so good, but so I listened to this multiple times to prepare myself, and I'm still not prepared. Like, the first time I heard it, I cried that she was missing him when he was in rehab. And then now, it's just so much Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to not focus on that ending because, wow. I mean, I really hope that someday she gets to hear that and know that he was trying so hard and that he loved her very, very much. I hope that, that she always knows that. Okay. The song in general blew my mind. I love that he puts his struggles into his writing. But about that, like, it's hard to be that vulnerable and just, like, put it right out there. You know, it takes a lot of strength to be willing to say that you fucked up and you're trying to do better. I really loved the line, "I give a fuck about my future," because there's a kind of a stereotype that people who are substance abusers don't give a fuck. You know, I tend to help and support the people who are street entrenched in my neighborhood because I work at the public library and that's a place where, you know, it's their safe space. And I tend to stand up for them, I mean, whenever I can. And people who don't like that they're there are like, well, you know, they're choosing this. And it's like, no, they actually do care about things. Like, you know, yes, there are bad choices that lead to things, but it's not that they don't care. Most people do give a fuck about their future, and he did, and he fought for it. And he said, it's hard to show this part of my soul. But, I mean, I think that vulnerability is so respectable. The audio is fantastic. And he did this as an entry in a contest. And I said that it was so unfair that he put his daughter in there because I'm like, that little "I miss you" was just so freaking cute and sad that I'm like, how could he not win? I'm like, that's not fair. That's not you. You're using the cuteness of your daughter. But he got gold in that contest, and I really believe he earned it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember when I first heard this, you know, it was amazing, and so proud of him when he, you know, he really did try, you know, the second time in rehab, and, you know, he was really trying. Like, some people never try, but he really was trying to be a better man, especially for his daughter. And he was very open about, you know, his addiction and who he was. A very strong and powerful trait to have, because a lot of people hide that away. And I love that he had gotten everybody in rehab to get on the track with him. I remember how excited he was. You know, he really enjoyed making this track and shows. And, yeah, that ending fucking killed me. I did shed a tear, but I'm not going to show it.
I've had to mute myself multiple times. I'm so glad you're here with me,
Beast. I muted myself during that.
Oh, man. I'm going to read a couple of little comments, just brief things that people wrote in Rap Free. Mm-hmm. So Dark Mind said, "SS, you were my light when I was stuck in a dark place. You found me and invited me to be part of your Rap Free. You became family. You allowed me to become part of your family, a crazy family of misfits. Your sense of humor, your wit, your cheekiness will always brighten up the chats. I will treasure our messages forever. And I speak for all of us when I say this place will never be the same again without you. Until we meet again, my clowny clown." Hosk commented about how even though they didn't know each other very well, that there was this like excitement that came of trying to be a part of something, because SS just like nagged and nagged and nagged until people would agree to join the tournament and then would continue to say like, "I want to hear your audio, I want to hear your audio."
Yeah.
Paper Cuts says, actually, I don't know if I have permission to read that. It's a very long thing. Okay, I'm going to wait. And Wolf says, SS was a big brother to many of us, a mentor, friend, family, and so much more. He created a community out of misfits and welcomed us with open arms as family. I never would have entered the Hive contest if he didn't encourage me to. I donned the parasitic wasp mask for many rounds before succumbing to my opponent. It never mattered whether you won or lost. You celebrated your accomplishments, and he celebrated your accomplishments with you as we grew together as a family. I will forever miss the banter and silly nicknames you gave us. Thank you for giving us a place to call home, SS. You live on in our hearts and our memories. A few of the things turned into poems that we already read. So I'm just slipping through.
It's so true, though. That group, you know, the group really did make, you know, it make you feel like you're a part of a family. I mean, it really did that, have that effect on you.
It did. It really did. Feature said, Dude was my mentor when I first stepped here. I didn't know him at all, but he definitely was lively when he was on, and he had energy that he brought for others that was unmatchable. And a few people are commenting about how great the round summaries are. Whenever he was doing a tournament, he would, like, get all into character and you know, announce things. I really wanted him to do this show with me. We were going to read the entries from the Hive, and he was going to be like, and in this corner, the blah, blah, blah. I just so wanted him to do the announcer voice. I was really excited for that. So it is going to break my heart when I do the Hive show without him. I'm going to do it because he wanted me to do it, but it's just, he needed to be there. There was a thing that I wanted to say. So I wrote, SS built a community for misfits, turning them into champions. He saw the music in poetry and the poetry in a genre of music that is often underestimated. He got shy poets to let go of their inhibitions, freestyling, and tough rappers to be vulnerable. The group he led became home to many of us. I met him at a time when I thought I was incapable of contributing anything to the world. He inspired me to try and gave me the confidence to take my life back. He is loved by so many people who never even had the privilege of meeting him in person because his words changed our worlds. And on that note, I'm going to read, I'm not going to read. I'm going to play Taking Our Lives Back, if that's okay to you. I'm sorry, Beast. I'm just, like, ramming ahead. What? You can interrupt me.
No, go ahead.
I'm just going with it. I'm bad for that. I kind of just take over things. All right, here we go. Well, you know, it was not really. It's supposed to be yours. But
you're better at this than me.
I don't know about that. Okay, Taking Our Lives Back. This is the one where he got, like, everybody to participate, too, in rehab.
Alcohol.
Everything under the sun, bro, but mostly cocaine.
Yo, what's your deal, Steve?
Self-inflicted pain, toxicity, wine, women, and song.
What's your deal, Steve?
What's your
deal, Steve? Fentanyl. Alcohol and cocaine. What's your deal, Steve?
Alcohol.
Drugs.
Crack.
Fentanyl and meth.
Heroin and fentanyl.
Fentanyl and meth.
Fentanyl.
Alcohol.
Heroin.
Crystal meth.
A.K.A. sex and THC.
No, I'm not a happy man, it takes to even have a chance. More amount to ram, one slip, it's an avalanche. But today we do the happy dance, since we are Yeah, Superman wasn't even stupider planned. A crash landing, dropping like a bomb just to conquer the planet. I'm a goner at that, but not today, motherfucker, we are Breathe, smoke rocket to combat you. So dope, I overdose upon contact. I'm a super ruin loser, hypochondriac. Still we are
taking our lives back.
I was high in narcotics and high in the vodka. Center of intervention in a psychiatry doctor. I took the cause of the nausea and digitalized my life throughout both the eyes of that monster. All I wanna do is get high on nostalgia, fly like albatross across the sky of a water, be accomplished in both eyes of my mama, be a survivor and provide a better life for my daughter.
We are taking our lives back.
participate in that way, and for just being so strong in wanting everyone to get better. And you know, he's, I think, better at getting other people to get better than himself. But he's such a good motivator, you know. And I really hope that some of those people, or I mean, all of those people, I hope, do take their lives back. And that he lit that little spark in them to really going.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to slap him all the time, tell him, listen, you got to take care of yourself. You got to worry about yourself, you know, because he was so focused on helping everybody else, and it's good to help other people, but you also have to help yourself. I used to try to tell him that all the time, and he did. He went, and he was trying. I love the part where he said, and all I want to do is get high on nostalgia, fly like an albatross across the sky over water, be accomplished in both eyes of my mama, be a survivor and provide a better life for my daughter. Amazing. Just lighten
him
a little bit. So he had sent me this before, and every place he had heroin, he had spelled it heroin with an E at the end, and I said, what the hell kind of addict are you? You don't even spell heroin right. And they had to change it all the time. I remember him telling that to me.
See, I thought he did it on purpose because he was saying, like, he was in love with, he was addicted to finding, like, strong women who were I thought he was talking about you.
No, it was a spell check, fuck up.
Oh, I thought that was you.
So funny.
I mean, his typos were notorious, right?
Oh, yeah, they were. Like that one I was talking about in the thread, it was hilarious about how he fucking, what did he say to this guy? Let's get drunk and fuck, and he meant to say drunk as fuck, and it was hilarious.
Oh, I used to have the hardest time reading his judgments on people for a contest because his comments were brilliant. He had such great insights, but his spelling and grammar were so bad, the typos. The freaking typos just murdered me. I'd be like, you're giving me a fucking headache. Why are you doing this? Use spell check. We had so many arguments about spell check.
I know. I'd be like, is that even English? Can you say that again? I was so... Some of them were so bad you couldn't decipher them. It was so bad.
Oh, especially after he hurt his finger that time.
Oh,
yeah. Where, oh, my God. freaking bandages on his hands and stuff. He couldn't type on his phone. And we were joking, like, because there's this episode of The Simpsons where Homer gets extra fat, and it's like, the fingers you have dialed with are too fat. So he'd be typing, and it wasn't making any sense. And then I would call him, and I'd be like, the fingers you have dialed with are too fat. Say it loud.
That's hilarious. That's great.
Oh, okay, we better play yours. Holy shit, the time has flown by. I was saving yours as like a finale.
Oh, shit, we only
and,
got 5 minutes.
We got five, let's do yours quick.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
I was trying to make an extra special, and here I am cutting it off. Okay.
With makeup paint, with a wish for a mate to entertain. Twisting the pain of his disdain into shapes his brain cannot attain. His fist displayed a frayed bouquet. His wrist it craved a blade ballet. His fist it craved a frayed bouquet. His wrist displayed a blade ballet. Under the last of his masking traits, there in the cast of his saddest place, he basked in the casket of his masquerade with a basket of ashes and a tearaway face. His entourage dropped a barrage of bombs upon his palms that robbed his calm. Yo, sabotage and camouflage. Yo, he battled on to damaged swans. A backwards guard on Washington who prods around in yard garbage. A frock in charge with claws on guard who sobs beyond his squad facades. The mirage ballads could scar the farm with a posh corsage of trauma bonds. The trauma bonds could scar the farm with a posh corsage of mirage ballads. Dramatic ways in a cabaret where shadows play with macrame. Saturday matinees of cabernets and grammar, and yeah, yo, alleyways of escapades. His best of days in barricades, he scraped away at paper mache, awaiting the craze of chasing strays. Under the laughs of his masking traits, there in the cast of his saddest place, he basked in the casket of his masquerade with a basket of ashes and a tearaway face. Under the last of his masking traits, there in the cast of his saddest place, he basked in the casket of his masquerade with a basket of ashes and a tearaway face.
Until nothing remained in the bare state of his tearaway face. Vacant space, vagrant weight, creating a fragrance, a flagrant heartbreak. Under the last of his masking traits, there in the cast of his saddest place, he basked in the casket of his masquerade with a basket of ashes and a tearaway face.
Damn, girl. That's fucking perfection. I'm so glad we didn't get cut off before that. It was such amazing writing and the performance. Again, you're like, you're fucking professional. Like, I don't even know how to say how good it is.
Stop it. You're gonna make me puke.
Good. Get your bucket. The depth of this, you know, the trauma bonds and all of that, like, there's it's such hard-hitting shit, but at the same time, you have, like, such playful metaphors that are, you know, goes with the clown theme, the papier-mâché, but the thing is that is used in masks, and he's always in his masks, and, you know, you tear those off, and you see the real him through all the layers of masks, and, this had the perfect mix of, like, the darkness and the humor, and it's just, like, you know, you kind of poke fun at him while also paying homage to him. It's perfect. That was, like, the vibe that I was looking for tonight. You captured it in this one piece.
Wow.
We are, okay, unfortunately, out of time. There were more people who wanted to share their love. There are more songs of his to feature. I am addicted to doing this, so I will probably do a follow-up show, and if you'll help me out, please. All
yeah,
right,
definitely.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
And
all right. Rest in peace, clown. Love you. Yeah.
We love you.
Thank you, everybody who wrote and who showed up, who called in. Thank you, guys, and have a great night. Night, Phasey.
My peace.